You wanna know my occupation? I get paid to rock the nation. Rolling.
Hold it now.
From our Washington, D.C. studios, Roland Martin, good morning.
Hey, folks, what's happening, Tom? Today kicks off Reverend Al Sharpton's National Action Network, and so we are spending a little time in New York with TV1's Washington Watch, shooting some panels. I interviewed him yesterday, and so we had a good time with that. But he's going to be heading to Memphis today, where AFSCME, what they are doing is they are commemorating, of course, the 45th anniversary of the assassination of Dr. King in Memphis. And well, a lot of people, again, people talk about Dr. King and being in Memphis without realizing, I mean, he was there fighting on behalf of sanitation workers, fighting on behalf of those brothers in terms of employment, in terms of health insurance, things along those lines. So joining us right now is the president of the AFSCME union. He is Lee Saunders, who was the first African-American to head the 1.6 million member union. Hey, Lee, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing great. Lee, put this in context for us, because, again, people talk about the assassination of Dr. King and why he was in Memphis, but the things that he was fighting for then, you still are facing when you talk about opportunities for African Americans to be able to grow and thrive.
Well, there's no question about it. We're honoring the 45th anniversary of the sanitation workers' strike. 1,300 men who were tired of being mistreated in the city of Memphis. They had no dignity or no respect. They had no voice on the job, and they took a militant action. And back in 1968, they went on strike. Dr. King came and supported those strikers because he understood the importance of linking labor rights with civil rights and economic rights. And he came to Memphis on numerous occasions, and ultimately, as all of us know, he sacrificed his life in support of that strike and in support of that struggle. You know, there's an old saying within the labor movement, and that saying is, if the labor movement built the middle class, which we did, then the civil rights movement certainly supplied the building blocks. And that was the connection, and that was the link back in 1968.
How bad was it for the garbage workers back then?
Well, you had two individuals that were actually crushed by a truck, and that's what caused the strike, because the union and the sanitation workers had been trying to get the city to recognize that there were some very serious safety violations that were occurring. Mm-hmm. But the city didn't want to hear any of that. They didn't want to hear from black workers who were complaining about the what was happening on the job. And that's why they resorted to the strike. But when the strike occurred, I mean, there were marches every single day. The police attacked the marches on numerous occasions, attacked the marches when Dr. King was here. So, I mean, this was an act, a militant act in 1968. That we need to always remember.
It's
part of our history.
Yeah,
eight of those workers are still working there.
Really?
Eight of those brothers are still working, and they range in age from 60 to 80.
I was with a couple of them 2 days ago. I'm going to be with another today. I mean, it's just
not still alive,
still
working
on the job.
Yeah, Tom, still working. And in fact, Lee, correct me if I'm wrong. I read a story a couple of years ago where they were still fighting for some of the things that they rallied against in '68.
Like,
well,
what?
As a matter of fact, unfortunately, they still have no pensions. They have Social Security, but they still have no pensions. And we're continuing to fight for that. And as a matter of fact, you know, it's so ironic that in 1968 we were fighting for a voice. They were fighting for collective bargaining, fighting for dignity and respect. We're doing the same thing in 2013 because the mayor of this city is disrespecting the collective bargaining process, and we're taking it to him, man. I mean, we've got 1.6 million members. This is not a Memphis fight. This is a fight with the national union, and we're gonna put some heat on the mayor and educate the community and mobilize the community on it.
And Lee, that mayor is African American.
That's exactly right. Exactly right.
Ooh.
Mm. Lee Saunders, AFSCME president, we certainly appreciate
it. Wow, that puts things in perspective.
It does, doesn't it?
To those eight brothers, hey,
God,
man.
God bless you.
No pension,
you
and he's still working at 80 years old.
He's got to.
Boom, Tom. There you go,
something.
Tom.
Oh, man. And that was 1968. Wow.
1968.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Good job, Roland.